Monday, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up right after this.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
We can help you save with our locked rate discount.
We're ready to go. And don't forget, if you locked in last fall, you get the same discount this spring.
Your local Pioneer team is there for you when it's crunch time.
So let's get going.
And let's get saving.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about the advantages of using the locked rate discount. Pioneer. With you from the word go.
Well, lean hog futures continue to draw additional buyer support back into the complex today, with strong triple-digit gains seen in nearby contracts. Cattle futures remain lower, but backed away from sharp morning losses as selling interest quickly slowed. Corn prices were lower in light trade, with September corn futures about 5 cents lower. And stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is currently 129 points higher, while the NASDAQ is up 25 points. Narrow losses held in live cattle futures today. This is a significant improvement over the sharp triple-digit pressure that was seen through most of the morning. The pullback from $2 per hundredweight losses and greater in the feeder cattle market continued to create additional stability in the live cattle market, even though the tone seems to be weakening slightly from the aggressive support seen last week. Cash cattle activity remained relatively light today, with just a few cattle sold in Iowa at $187 per hundredweight. Sharp losses continued to hold across the feeder cattle market today, although the tone of the market remained somewhat unsettled just because of the strong support seen over the last week and a half. The feeder cattle market is well off of early lows, with most contracts holding losses around $1 per hundredweight. This could help bring some stability back into the market, but currently, trade activity remains sluggish. And grain futures were quietly mixed today, trying to recover momentum lost after early gains evaporated on selling into the start of trading in Europe. More choppy trade is likely ahead of Friday's USDA reports, with options volume rising yesterday. Corn prices were down a little as traders mulled the size of 2016's crop. The average guess looks to be floating somewhere around 170 bushels per acre. Soybeans were mostly a little lower today, with both supply and demand in play for tomorrow's report. And wheat prices were mixed, keeping prices in all three markets range-bound. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.